American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Protecting American values faster than Democrats can defend felons and illegal terrorist gang members. No traveling to Central American countries required.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Three, two, one.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, I come to you today with a very heavy heart.
Oh.
There are some folks in this country that suffer on a daily basis, sometimes several times during the day, becoming uncontrollable with their anxiety.
Okay.
And it's called Trump derangement syndrome.
That's where I thought you were going.
And it is an incurable affliction of the modern left.
It is not.
No, it is incurable.
It's not incurable.
No.
It's not incurable. There have been numerous people who have cured themselves of Trump derangement syndrome.
You know what? It is very rare.
You need to go on Twitter. I'm seeing more and more people that have self-identified as having been fully engrossed in Trump derangement syndrome, and then something shows up and it goes,
no,
they go,
I
wait
disagree.
A minute.
Wait. I disagree.
You're telling me what I've seen
no,
with my own
some
eyes is
folks,
wrong?
There are some folks that are willing to look at something
there
factually.
There we go. So it's
but
not
most
incurable.
Folks want to tell themselves. We all tell ourselves a story each and every day.
But
we
when
tell
the
ourselves
story,
a story every day about what anything means. When somebody walks into the room and makes a comment to you, you tell yourself a story about what that means. When
I get
folks
that.
Wake up and they watch the news and they see whatever Trump has done, they tell themselves a story and they are predisposed to hating him.
Yes.
Not just him, but the idea of him.
But when the facts run up against the story in a way that they can't deny. So one of the people that I've been following on Twitter, Matt Van Swall, this is a guy who voted against Donald Trump. He had full Trump derangement syndrome, hated Donald Trump. And then the Hurricane Helene hit Western North Carolina. And he was flooded out. His entire community was flooded out. And Joe Biden refused to send aid to that community. That was when Matt Van Swall went, oh my gosh, I've been supporting the wrong guy. And Donald Trump comes in, and within a few weeks of Donald Trump being in office, all of a sudden aid starts showing up in Western North Carolina that had been withheld by the Biden administration. And he goes, I am cured of my Trump derangement syndrome. There have been people that have been cured of their Trump derangement syndrome in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's death because they keep hearing about how he was a racist. So they go and watch all of his videos and they can't find any evidence that he was a video. The facts, when they bump up against, when people are willing to say, wait a minute, the facts aren't matching what I was told. That's how you cure Trump derangement syndrome.
No, that's called denial. Folks, the folks that have Trump derangement syndrome, more than likely, they are in full 100% denial
right.
of the facts.
Yes.
And I think to understand why this is so powerful,
okay.
you have to go back to 2015, which was the day that Donald Trump came down the golden escalator.
All right.
When he announced his candidacy.
Yes.
You know, the political class, they laughed.
And the thing
the
that
the media mocked.
The thing that the Simpsons had predicted 20 years earlier.
But see, here you have Trump, and he was an entity, a personality that the media, that the establishment, they couldn't buy him.
Right. Because he was already a billionaire.
And a celebrity couldn't shame him.
Right.
Because he's a celebrity in his own right.
And Trump likes some Trump.
And he did something they thought was impossible.
He won.
Well, and he made the working class Democrats actually love the personality of Trump,
right.
who was a Republican.
That's right.
So I think that's when Trump derangement syndrome began, the day the elite realized that the American people didn't need them anymore, where he had empowered working class Americans.
Right.
And so now you've got folks like Adam Schiff, who is just absolutely bat you know what crazy,
yeah,
talking about that we, whoever is running for re-election in 2025 and in 2026, you know, a litmus test of whether or not you should vote for them is whether or not they will vow to support legislation in Congress to destroy this new ballroom that President Trump is funding with private dollars.
Wait, I thought that was Eric Swalwell who said that.
I think it was Schiff. I thought it was Schiff that had actually said. Maybe it was Swalwell. They're okay. All one and the same.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I mean, I think they both have said it. I'm not quite sure which of them said it first. But again, I mean, Trump derangement syndrome, anything that this man does is just is hated.
Right. So why would you tear down a brand new, gorgeous ballroom that can be used by presidents? And by the way, you've had both Democrat and Republican presidents who have wanted a new ballroom for the White House so that they could host international events without having to put up tents on the front lawn. So why would you tear down something that was built, millions of dollars of private funds donated, that actually makes the White House campus more user, usable, something that reflects well on America? Why would you tear that down? Why would you stab yourself in your own eye just because you hate Donald Trump?
Because that is what is at the heart of Trump derangement syndrome. That's what makes it so incurable. It's because it's not about a political disagreement.
Right.
It's about ego trauma. So people like Schiff and Swalwell and AOC and, you know, Pelosi, I mean, just fill in the blanks here.
Right.
Trump didn't just beat them politically. He humiliated them. He exposed their incompetence, their corruption, their hypocrisy. And he proved that you don't need decades of government experience to get things done. You just need common sense and courage, which are two qualities qualities that these folks obviously are greatly deficient in.
But I'm going to come back and I'm going to say Trump derangement syndrome is not incurable. There are a lot of Democrats who have it. I'll give you that. And maybe it's only a small minority who can ever cure themselves of Trump derangement syndrome. But I don't think Trump derangement syndrome is any more incurable than alcoholism is. You can wake up and you can see how the real world is affecting
okay,
your beliefs,
you know,
in a way that don't match.
I think you're being a little Pollyanna about this, which is generally a position that I find myself in.
In order to say that Trump derangement syndrome is not curable, you would have to say that absolutely no one who's ever hated Donald Trump has come to realize that Donald Trump's actually good for this country.
Let me ask you something. You know, there are some people that hold grudges. There are some people that carry around a grudge, and they never let it go.
And yet there are also people who carry around a grudge for years until the day they realize that grudge is hurting them more than it's hurting the person they're after, and they decide to let go of it.
Okay.
It's the same idea. I think you're right. The grudge idea is the right idea. Yes, there are some people who hold a grudge till the day they die, but there are some people who can actually open their eyes and go, this isn't helping me,
but
and
see,
they
I think
can
the other
change.
But the other part of this is, okay, that's fine. If you want to put it, couch it in those terms. But let's talk about financially for a moment.
All right.
Because I think Trump derangement syndrome, one of the reasons that it won't ever be cured is because it's too profitable. The media makes money off of it.
They do.
The Democrats raise money off of it. The Washington swamp stays in power because of it. It's their drug of choice.
Yes, but
they need Trump not as a person, but as a villain. And they certainly have dehumanized him, obviously, or they've attempted to dehumanize him to this point.
But it's the voters who are hurt by that. And if the voters...
Well, yeah, of course they are.
And if the voters are the ones who will actually cure themselves of Trump derangement syndrome, then I don't care what Eric Swalwell says.
Well,
doesn't matter.
The only way that works is to vote them out of office.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know from tomorrow, the American Federation of Government Employees is calling on Democrat senators to end the government shutdown. The AFGE represents 800,000 government workers. They've long been big supporters of Democrats nationwide. The union president sent an open letter to New York Senator Chuck Schumer over the weekend saying it's time to pass a clean continuing resolution and end this shutdown today. No half measures, no gamesmanship. Put every single federal worker back on the job with full back pay today. Republicans have consistently voted to keep the government open, but Democrats in the Senate voted against paying government workers more than a dozen times.
Okay, but Democrats would have to admit in this instance that they're giving up their leverage. I mean, that's this whole story, is for them to reopen the government means that they would have to give up their leverage.
Yeah, you're either going to have to give up your leverage or you're going to betray your largest union.
Which is disgusting.
And the second thing you need to know from tomorrow, Mike Braun, the governor of Indiana, is calling the state legislature back for a special session to redraw the state's congressional districts. Indiana is a Republican-controlled state, currently has 7 Republicans and 2 Democrats in Congress. However, Governor Braun says other states are trying to diminish the voice of Hoosiers by redrawing their districts. He was most likely referring to California, which is attempting to change its state laws to remove up to 4 Republican-held seats. It's not clear if Republicans will try to remove one or both of the Democrat seats in Indiana.
What do you think about that? I mean, come on.
The Democrats have been playing this gerrymander game for a long, long time. Eric Holder's been trying to stop Republicans from doing it, but it looks like Aaron Holder's game is running out, and Republicans see an opportunity. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, a Minnesota man has been arrested for offering a reward for anyone who could kill Attorney General Pam Bondi. The FBI arrested 29-year-old Tyler Maxon Avalos in Ramsey County. He's accused of placing a video on TikTok with a poster of Pam Bondi and a sniper's mark on her forehead. The poster offers a reward of $45,000 for anyone who kills her. Avalos has a long criminal history, including convictions of stalking, domestic battery, and strangulation. Avalos was released without bond, but hey, good news, he's banned from leaving the state or drinking alcohol.
Let me ask you something. When was the last time a conservative threatened a liberal politician?
There have been instances. There's just a lot more going the other way around. We'll be right back with more American Ground Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Now, Stephen, do you know anyone who has those days where they just can't focus, their brain feels foggy, and their motivation is gone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, all the time. I've got a friend, though, who's trying something that actually helps. Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International.
You know what? I've heard about that. Does it boost your mood and clarity?
That's right, and the best part is it does it without those caffeine jitters. Brain Reward uses vitamins and nutrients to help regulate stress and to keep you focused.
So whether you're at work, in school, or even tackling a creative project, it sounds like it's giving the brain the fuel it really needs.
Now you can try it for less. Victory Nutrition is giving you 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Plus, when you order $200 or more, you'll get free standard shipping.
Get 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR. Use the promo code AGR20. That's vni.live/AGR and use AGR20.
Victory Nutrition International. Nutrition that gets in.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day. Fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy. On air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
No, I mean, look, I'm going to be very frank here. Conservatives don't hunt their political opponents. By and large.
For the most part.
For the most part, yes, absolutely.
There have been individual instances, and there was, you know, there's a thing about, actually just over the weekend, there were some interviews with Mike Johnson, and the press was asking him about some January Sixers who had been pardoned by Trump, and then they were rearrested because they were threatening violence against some Democrats. So we can't say that it never happens. But it is factual to say it's like a 10-to-1 ratio.
I think it's a double standard that the left, you know, or the media holds conservatives to. Because when a conservative does something that's violent,
right,
it's an insurrection, right? Yes. I mean, threatening democracy.
Worst thing ever.
But when a liberal takes some violent action against a political figure,
it's the guns problem.
Or it's a mental health issue, or whatever it is, fill in the blank, there's always an excuse.
Yes.
But conservatives don't stalk. We don't threaten. We don't try to murder our political opponents. We don't show up at people's houses with weapons, especially Supreme Court justices, for example.
Okay,
we don't throw Molotov cocktails at police stations. We don't burn cities down because elections
true. Don't
go our way.
That one's true.
That's the left. That's Antifa. That's the summer of 2020. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting. Please continue.
We can't say that conservatives never show up at somebody's house with a gun because someone did up in Wisconsin. So we got to be somewhat careful about this
language.
Republicans haven't burned down a city because they weren't happy. Democrats did that all the time.
I know, but when will the left understand? When will they finally get to the point where they say, you know what? We have a problem. We have a mental issue problem in this country with respect to our own. And
I don't have any hope that they will do that.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? This is coming from the guy that said Trump derangement syndrome is curable? Why would it not be curable? Why would this type of violence or this violent extremism from the left, why couldn't
a Democrat Party
leader with some sanity, with some common sense, with some decency, not be able to speak to their members to say, folks, this is not how we gain support of the American people.
John Fetterman's trying to do that, and he's being ostracized by his party. But political violence is part of the left's ethos. You can't get socialism without political violence. It's never happened.
I'm getting confused here because one hand you say
individuals can cure themselves of Trump derangement syndrome. The political left cannot end political violence because you can't have the political left without political violence. We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, do you believe Mom Dami's aunt was afraid to ride the subways after 9/11?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, Mama,
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been through.
And joining us now, our American Mama, Terry Netterville. Okay, so Zohran Mom Dami was given some kind of a press conference. He was surrounded by women standing in hijabs behind him. And we've got a clip of him here. This is what he said. Was this over the weekend or was it last week?
I think this was over the weekend.
You think it was over the weekend. Okay. All right. Here you go.
I want to use this moment to speak to the Muslims of New York City. I want to speak to the memory of my aunt. Who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab.
Okay, now he was very choked up, very emotional over all of that.
Do you think that was real? Do you think that was sincere, the choking up, or do you think he practiced that in the mirror?
Given what I've learned since...
That was totally fake,
yeah,
Stephen.
Yeah, that's where I am. Yeah. Given what I've learned since, absolutely totally fake. Go ahead and tell the
folks. Not only was that performance fake, but his whole story was a lie. His aunt, who he claims, she's not even, it says, and this has been fact checked.
Yeah.
She neither wears a hijab.
Yeah.
Nor does she live in New York City before, during, or after 9/11. She lived in Tanzania.
Right.
from January 2000 to December 2003. And he's got two other aunts.
He's got, and they're both Hindu.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be wearing a hijab anyway.
So that was just a lie.
So the whole thing was completely
made
false.
Up. I mean, really and truly, just about everything he says is made up. It's to get elected. And I really wish, I'm really worried for New York because this guy's a liar. He's very much so. When you're a little kid, or when I was a little kid, my parents would warn me not about the monsters that would come with the painted faces and, you know, like that they had the dagger. It was be careful of the ones that say, hey, come here, sweet girl. You want to help me find my puppy? There's candy. Because I would have been the one to be like, oh, I'm on it. Let's go. Candy? Let's go. This guy is like that. Like he is selling something. Yeah. He is such a snake oilsman. And you know this, not just by the things that he has said, not just by the things that his own father has said about America.
Right.
But just the other day, he posted a picture, and it's of him with this, he's an imam at a mosque in New York, the biggest one.
Okay.
His name is Siraj Wahaji. His real name is Jeffrey Kirst, out of the Bronx. He grew up there, but anyway.
The largest mosque in New York City.
Yeah, one of them.
This is the imam of one of the largest mosques in New York City.
Siraj Wahaji. This guy... This is one of his quotes, and all of it's on video.
Uh-huh.
And this is a guy that Mom Donnie took a picture with and heralded as and praised him as one of the leaders.
Right.
He says this on video. He says, you don't get into politics because it's the American thing to do. He's saying this to his Muslim community.
Uh-huh.
You get involved in politics because politics can be a weapon to use in the cause of Islam.
You know what this country is? It's a garbage can. Filthy and sick.
Every day they will go to school and they'll put an American flag in front of these little babies, Muslim babies. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. Bush!
Yeah.
So we couldn't play all of that clip. I think you heard the very last part of that.
Right.
This is what he is saying, is that making Muslim children in the United States of America pledge allegiance to the United States of America's flag and to the republic for which it stands is awful and a violation. And that's the imam under whose Zohran Mamdani has been going to learning from.
Yes, yes. It's the scariest part is he posted unapologetically. Like this is somebody he heralds as not only a friend, a mentor, but somebody that he trusts and that he says is a pillar in his community.
But this reminds me of Barack Obama. Barack Obama's church that he, you know, that was the not the God bless America, but GD America.
Right. That's the problem. And I also blame the media. The New York Times had this big picture of him and said, this charming socialist is coming to make bus rides free again or something like that. Free.
Yeah.
They don't talk about this stuff. Imagine, and this is kind of how I equate things. If Mom Donnie was a Republican candidate, and he was associated with someone like this,
right?
Do you think for 2 seconds that would not be the running story for days on
end? It would be
the
main thing. It would be the only thing the press would talk about.
Why do they ignore it? Well, then you have Steve Crowder had one of his staffers was having a secret meeting. The other guy was a staffer of Mom Donnie's.
Uh-huh.
And that staffer was talking to this, he's kind of a plant, and he's basically said, you know, we don't care. We don't really care about police. Who, you know, F them. You know, we don't care. That's his staffer. But then to the public, he apologizes to the police officers. I hope that New York is smart. This is very scary.
We've got more American Ground Radio coming up in just a few minutes. If you'd like to ask our American mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com. Click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
Keep your ear to the ground. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code, that's AGR, and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
It's now available with no artificial flavors, sweetenings, or petroleum-based dyes. It's all natural, harvested on American ground. You're making America smart again, baby.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
So the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, was asked about funding for illegal aliens. And I want you to listen to his question.
Yeah.
And then, to his response.
Yes.
And then we'll come back and fact check Mayor Johnson. Take a listen.
Okay.
We don't have illegal aliens. I don't know if that's from some sort of sci-fi message that you wish you've had. Well, listen, the legal term for my people were slaves. You want me to use that term too? So look, let's just get the language right. We're talking about undocumented individuals that are human beings. The last thing that I'm going to do is accept the type of racist, nasty language to describe human beings.
Now, let's be very clear about this. This is not nasty, racist language. And by the way, undocumented whatever does not exist. That reference does not exist in federal law. If you look at Title 8 under the United States Code, and I'll spare you the specific site, Congress defines what an alien is. An alien is any person not a citizen or national of the United States. Now, you will find the term illegal alien explicitly used throughout the Immigration and Nationality Act.
Yeah, it's not racist. It's the law.
It's the law. Okay. So it's not a slur. It is a statute, Mayor Johnson. It is a statute. So you can call them new arrivals. You can call them undocumented immigrants. You can call them migrants seeking an opportunity. That's all just feel-good gobbledygook.
Right.
The political left's way of turning a legal issue, that's how the left turns a legal issue into a moral performance. They just turn it into all this feel-good language. But if you erase the word illegal, you erase accountability.
You erase the law. And the other thing is that when you talk about someone in the past who was a slave here in the United States of America, it's not racist to say we had someone who was a slave in the United States of America. That is a factual term. It's just like it wouldn't be racist to say that the Israelites who were in Egypt were slaves. They literally were. Or Christians in the Roman Empire were slaves. They literally were. Or folks from Slavic nations who were enslaved by folks from Muslim nations, they were slaves. It's not racist to call someone a slave when they are being held as a slave.
So let's stop apologizing for the truth. The law says illegal alien.
Right.
The facts say illegal alien. Only the left, desperate to disguise the damage that they've done to this country, will say otherwise. And Mayor Johnson, you just happen to be wrong.
Because the problem isn't that they don't have documents. The problem is they came into this country from another country illegally.
And that, calling them an alien, an illegal alien, is how federal statute describes their status. It's not racist at all.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
So there are two main gubernatorial races right now going on, one in Virginia, one in New Jersey. The polls in both races have Democrats winning. But in New Jersey, Democrat Mikey Sherrill isn't winning by more than the error in the polls 4 years ago. And there's a lot of reason to believe that Republican Jack Cittarelli is actually winning that race. Over in Virginia, Democrat Abigail Spanberger is winning by around 7 points. And so that would be outside of the error from previous elections. But there's a lot of evidence that Spanberger isn't actually winning at all, especially when you look at the voting that's already happened, because early voting's already begun. Maybe she's winning in the polls, but her supporters don't appear to be heading to the actual polls, polls that matter.
Where are we talking?
Virginia.
In Virginia.
Yeah, Abigail Spanberger versus Winsome Sears.
Winsome Sears is within, she truly is within the statistical.
Well, the Real Clear Politics difference. Average of polls has Spanberger
or
at,
error, rather.
The Real Clear Politics average of polls has Spanberger at 7 points up, and that would be outside the margin
when
of
was
error.
That?
That's today.
That was today.
That's the average of polls. So you can look at an individual poll.
I looked
and
at
maybe,
it. I forget where the poll was, but I looked at one this morning, and it was within like 3 or 4%.
But that's an individual poll. The average of polls has her at 7%. Up in New Jersey, the average of the polls is within the margin of error. Now, this is from AMAC. Early voting began on September 19th, and according to the Virginia Public Access Project, turnout is far higher, 145%, than it was at this point in 2021, just before Youngkin defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe. Yet the increase in turnout has been weak in heavily Democrat readouts. Okay, so there's a lot of early voting going on. An increase of 145%, that's a big change from 4 years ago. But most of that increase appears to be coming from Republican-dominated areas. Again, this is a poll, this is a race where the votes are coming in places that Republicans dominate, but the polls say the Democrats are dominating this. They go, Norfolk, for example, is Virginia's largest city, one of Virginia's largest cities, and notoriously dominated by the Democrats. Yet, its 2025 early vote total is only 10% higher than it was at the same point in 2021. So the overall early vote is up 145%, but you're only up 10% in this Democrat stronghold. So what they went and did was they looked at turnout by congressional district. So Virginia's got 11 congressional districts. Six of them are dominated by Democrats. Five of them are dominated by Republicans, okay? So each is roughly the same amount of population, roughly. So there have been, if you add up all the Democrat areas, there have been 444,038 votes so far early voting in the six Democrat congressional districts combined. That's about 74,000 early votes per district. All right, that's for the Democrats, 74,000. If you look at the Republican districts, there have been 454,521 votes in the five Republican districts combined, or that's about 91,000 votes per Republican district. So you're looking at a turnout across the state. You've got more, you've got 17,000 more votes coming in Republican-dominated congressional districts per district than you do in the Democrat-dominated congressional districts.
You know what's ridiculous here, though, is the NAACP, instead of endorsing Winsome Sears, has endorsed Spanberger.
Right, Spanberger. So Spanberger, white female. Winsome Sears is a black female, immigrant from Jamaica. The NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, you would think that they would support the black person in the race. That's not what they've done.
Well, yeah. I mean, and she's got scandals that are piling up.
Spanberger, yeah.
She
refused to say that Jay Jones threatening to kill the babies of a Republican simply because the Republican was a Republican. Spanberger has refused to denounce that over and over and over.
But see, here's the thing about Winsome Sears.
Yeah.
Winsome Sears is she is a woman that is everything the Democrats pretend to celebrate.
Yes.
She's an immigrant.
Yes.
She's a Marine.
Yes.
She's a businesswoman.
Yes.
She's a devout Christian.
Yes.
Well, maybe not the Christian part. She's a history maker as Virginia's first black woman lieutenant governor.
You'd think they'd love her.
But she's a Republican.
So they hate her.
And that just... that knocks everything out.
Now, usually Democrats need to have a big lead in early voting if they want to win on Election Day, because Republicans are much more likely historically to show up on the day of voting than Democrats are. Now, maybe it's possible that the Democrats are showing up in the Republican areas more than they are in the Democrat areas, but that doesn't necessarily make a whole bunch of sense to me. So it looks like the polls in the state of Virginia might be off by as much as 10 or 15 points,
which makes them... I pray that they are.
It makes them no better than fiction. Makes you wonder if they have any value at all. We'll see. We've got more American Ground Radio coming up. We got a bright spot for you. You're going to want to stick around for that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hiring the right people for your business can feel like a gamble, especially when you don't know who you're really bringing on board.
That's why businesses nationwide trust Global Data Fusion hiring and screening solutions.
From background checks to drug testing, even across state lines, they've got you covered. Their expert team ensures compliance and delivers fast, reliable results.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007. Mention AGR and they'll waive the sign-up fee.
Global Data Fusion, because your team starts with trust. You know, some folks are just popping vitamins every morning and nothing's happening.
Well, that's like tossing quarters into a vending machine that's out of order. It's a total waste.
Exactly. It's why more and more people are switching to ProtoVite from Victory Nutrition International. ProtoVite has over 100 nutrients, vitamins, and plant extracts all packed into one shot.
So instead of guessing if your vitamins are working, ProtoVite gives you daily support for energy, focus, and immune health.
And here's the kicker. You can get ProtoVite only at Victory Nutrition International.
Just go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to snag 20% off your order.
Start your morning with ProtoVite and actually feel the difference.
Well, so many already have, and you should too. Go to vni.life/AGR and be sure to use the AGR20 code to get 20% off your order.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Hey, y'all, grab your friends and head out this weekend. October 9th through 11th, Zawali Tamale Fiesta in Sabine. October 10th through 12th, Gumbo Festival in Thibodaux. October 11th, Louisiana Art and Folk Festival in Columbia. October 11th through 12th, K-Pasa Fest in Metairie and Hammond North Shore Regional Air Show. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
For you SNL fans of yesteryear,
well,
you remember
SNL.
You remember Al Franken on Saturday Night Live,
oh.
The daily affirmations with Stuart Smalley.
Yes.
He says, I'm good enough.
Future Senator Al Franken.
I'm good enough.
Yeah.
I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, President Biden was giving a speech here recently, and it seemed to kind of echo along those lines. You know, this is what apparently he says to himself
Okay. Whenever
he's kind of feeling down and out. And
all right.
Just kind of to kind of pick him up.
He's got a little pick-me-up.
Pick me up.
You got a clip?
I've got a clip.
Okay.
And here it goes.
My over 50 years in elected public life, this is the worst I've seen it. It's time to get reengaged. It's time to act. To fight like hell. This is no time to give up. It's time to get up. Get up now. Get up.
See, that's what he says to himself.
What's he talking
each
about?
Each and every day. No, that's not his daily affirmation. He's talking to Democrats.
Okay.
He's saying it's time to fight like hell.
Like they haven't been?
He said this is no time to give up.
No King's rally. Assassination of Charlie Kirk. The threat against Pam Bondi.
And he's saying, don't give up.
Antifa
don't give up
riots
just because
against,
you haven't succeeded.
The Democrats have been fighting like hell since Donald Trump first announced that he was running for president. Maybe this is the time to go, we might be missing something.
Look, he is ill. And for Dr. Jill Biden to keep rolling him out here. I mean, at some point, don't you want to protect not just his legacy, but him as a human being, as an aging, ill, not well human being,
just the
dignity. Now, does he look bad? No, he doesn't look disheveled. He's in a suit and tie. But at the same time,
he always kind of looks a little disheveled.
Well, no, he's not really, not generally speaking. I mean, he's not as
sharp dressed as Barack is.
I mean, he's a sharp dressed man, generally speaking.
Joe Biden,
yeah. No. I mean, he's not as maybe dapper as Obama.
We'll agree to disagree.
I suppose, but my point here is, he's calling for Democrats to not give up. To keep fighting, and you're talking about all these, you know, the Charlie Kirk assassination,
what evidence does he have that Democrats have given up? I see no evidence that Democrats have given up any of their violent behavior. I see no evidence of that. So why does he think that you got to tell Democrats to fight more? What do you think they've been doing, Joe? Tell you what, let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades, the future's so bright.
So the Heritage Foundation has a couple of really helpful websites. They've got a website about defensive gun use. They've got a website about election laws and things like that. Well, they now have a new website they've just published, Historic Sites, Rediscovering America's Heritage. They say America's 250th birthday is a time to remember our past and to look to our future in gratitude. The nation's leading historic sites tell the American story through place, conveying the richness of our nation's heritage and the eternal principles that have guided us since those first revolutionaries declared 250 years ago that all men are created equal. So what they did was they went and looked at all the historic parks in the United States of America, battlefields, presidential homes, museums, things like that. They then have ranked those based off of historical accuracy. So, for example, the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Park in Atlanta gets an A rating.
Okay.
It's a nice place to go visit.
Sure, sure.
But Montpelier, which is James Madison's home in Virginia, only got a C rating. They said it didn't actually talk enough about James Madison. Thomas Jefferson's home, Monticello, it gets a B. I've been to Monticello. I liked it. What they wrote was, Monticello earns a B because there's a lack of proportional and adequate focus on the Declaration of Independence and Thomas Jefferson's attainments, as well as some ideological issues. So they're upset that there's a lot more focus on Jefferson's slave legacy and the Sally Hemings debate and things along those lines, rather than the factual issues of what Jefferson did and focusing on the Declaration of Independence, which is what created this country.
No, I think these historic sites are important, but at the same time, let's not mince words here. The left has been destroying
history
and removing markers and monuments. And
by the way, that's why most of these places that aren't getting A's and B's, that are getting C's, a lot of it's because that political ideology is sneaking into it.
And
into
it's not just,
sites.
You know, a lot of folks say, well, you know, Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis,
yeah,
you know, they're fair game. But they didn't stop there. They've gone after George Washington. They've gone after, the left has gone after Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
They've defaced statues of Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
I mean, that was the man who freed the slaves.
Because they've gone after that statue.
And even after emancipation, he's not pure enough.
Yeah. So they gave places like the Gettysburg National Military Park, they got an A rating for that. They said it's excellently done and very, they say, committed to preserving and retelling the history of the events that unfolded on the battlefield. So that's really good. And it's nice to get some information, some details about all these different places. You can use that to actually plan a vacation with your family, or maybe just a day trip with your family. So far, this heritage site, Heritage Foundation site, has started with the 13 original colonies, but they're going to hit parks in all 50 states. And I think this is already a bright spot to have this information out there. And I think it's going to be a brighter spot as more and more information, more and more sites are added.
No, absolutely. And look, for all you folks saying, oh, history, you know, is racist, America's past is not perfect. No, it's not perfect, but it's good. And our founders weren't flawless, but they were brilliant, and we have to remember our past, or we're doomed to repeat it.
As Reagan said, if we don't know what we did, we won't know who we are. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Now, Stephen, a lot of people have been talking about feeling sluggish and bloated and not sleeping well.
Yeah, that's why you need Insorb from Victory Nutrition International. Clinical studies show Insorb not only helps boost your immune system, but also supports better sleep.
When your digestion system is off, nothing feels right. If you're dealing with that bloating and discomfort after meals, Insorb is designed to help.
It's all about getting your body back in balance. More energy, better sleep, stronger immunity.
Try it right now and save. Go to VNI.life/AGR and use code AGR20 at checkout for 20% off your order.
Plus, when you order $200 or more from Victory Nutrition International, you'll get free standard shipping.
Your immune system, your sleep, and your digestion system will thank you.
Go to VNI.life/AGR today and use the code AGR20 for 20% off. That's VNI.life/AGR and use promo code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, Charlie Sheen, that Charlie Sheen, Hollywood original wild man.
Drinking tiger's blood.
He actually sounds like the most rational voice in the room these days.
No.
Yet, to some degree, he was on Bill Maher, his podcast, whatever.
Yeah.
And he said,
Wait. If Charlie Sheen and Bill Maher are in the same room together,
are they drinking?
I could see how Charlie Sheen might seem like the most sane person in the room if it's just the two of them.
So Charlie Sheen said that the NFL's choice of Bad Bunny for next year's Super Bowl halftime show is real off-putting for real football fans. And you know what? He's right.
He is right.
I mean, and that's the surprise, really, because Charlie Sheen, you know, the guy once known for Tiger Blood and tabloid chaos, I mean, is the one making sense.
Yeah, and he's got a long history of questionable decisions.
And it's not just music here.
I think it's culturally whether
he means this deeply or not. But I think what he's saying is the NFL needs to understand its audience,
right,
which is families and hardworking Americans, people who tune in for football, not for lectures or, you know, wokeness.
Right.
And now now the NFL is chasing this Bad Bunny.
It's bad. Somebody in the NFL's got to say, well,
oh, wow! When I say whoa,
on October 5th, 1789, President George Washington checked out a book from the New York Society Library titled The Law of Nations by Emmerich de Vattel. But when the book came due on November 2nd, 1789, President Washington did not return the book, and so the library fines began. In 1792, the ledger that contained the record of Washington checking out the book was full, and it was filed away, and a new ledger began. That ledger and the record of Washington's overdue book went missing until it was discovered in a pile of trash in the basement of the library in 1934. It's largely forgotten about again. Then in April of 2010, a historian went looking through the library's old records, came across Washington's missing book, and it became a news story, as did by the fact that by then Washington owed $300,000 in fines. Folks at Mount Vernon bought one for $12,000 and returned it to the library.
Pretty neat.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.